Panama Canal traffic soars amid global trade disruptions. The Panama Canal is pushing back against renewed concerns over congestion, telling the maritime industry it is handling rising traffic volumes efficiently even as geopolitical disruption and stronger demand drive up competition for transit slots. The waterway saw higher transits and tonnage during the first half of fiscal year 2026 while continuing to operate without queues, underscoring what officials described as a return to stable and predictable operations. During the October 2025 to March 2026 period, the canal handled 6,288 transits, up 224 from the same period a year earlier, while cargo volumes climbed roughly 5% to 254 million PC/UMS tons. Performance strengthened in recent months, with daily averages reaching 34 vessels in January and 37 in March, while peak days recently exceeded 40 transits. The surge in traffic is attributed to strong growth segments such as container shipping and liquefied petroleum gas, which have played an increasingly important role in canal volumes. Energy cargoes are also driving up demand for the canal services. However, vessel operators have closely watched signs of mounting pressure on the canal's reservation system amid disruptions tied to the Middle East conflict, which has pushed some ships to seek alternate routings or priority passage. The pressure has shown up most visibly in auction prices for last-minute transit slots, with average prices reaching $385,000 between March and April. Some individual bids even exceeded $1 million. Despite these temporary demand spikes, canal officials stress that the figures do not reflect systemic strain on the system. The auction mechanism uses a limited number of built-in slots and does not disrupt the order or timing of confirmed transits. The distinction matters for shipping markets, as it highlights the difference between temporary fluctuations and long-term disruptions. Canal officials are keen to separate today's elevated auction prices from the drought-era disruptions of 2023 and 2024. The canal's water outlook has also shifted dramatically since then, with unusually heavy dry season rainfall keeping Gatun and Alajuela lakes at maximum levels, positioning the canal to manage a possible El Niño later this year while maintaining normal operations.